Fools. Hello, everybody. Let me just finish doing what I need to do here before I head out. This is Monday, December 7th. It's 2020. Welcome to the Unfortunately Podcast. It sure is getting cold. And I actually had to warm up my car. So that was fun. It's always fun to warm up your car. Oh man. I just don't really want to be here at this place right now. So glad I'm heading home finally. I'm actually on a lunch break here, but had to come into the office, and at this point, you know, I basically just clock out, go home, you know, and work the rest of my shift from home. You know, it makes my work-life balance a lot substantially better that way. You know, I'm able to spend the erroneous, or not that, what's the word I'm thinking of? Pretty much the worst part of my shift in the comfort of my own home. Not the worst part, I would say maybe the better half. But it's the worst because it's just different. It's not worse. I think it's worth having to deal with people when, you know, they expect to have things done ASAP, which is basically anyone on a 9-to-5, you know, if they're on the clock, they want to get things done immediately, and, you know, sometimes it's just not possible, you know, and I go above and beyond to try and get people's issues resolved as quickly as possible, but I found that, you know, it doesn't really help me anyway. You know, maybe I have a good reputation for being able to resolve issues quickly and fast, but at the end of the day, it comes back to bite me because more people want my assistance, and you know, I can only go around so far, you know, and it's came to the point where people expect a certain level of assistance from me, and maybe they aren't getting that expected level of service because not only do I have to deal with their issue, but I have to deal with their issue and three other people's issues. So, you know, so those kind of things really hold me back and cause issues when I'm trying to do my job, but you know, it is what it is. So that's just my rant for today. I know I've been trying not to talk about work and try not to rant, but I haven't really done one of these in a while, so I guess I could just give you an update if you really tune in for that, for the drama. But yeah, so right now I just kind of didn't really, like always, I never really have anything to talk about. But I did have an idea earlier for a video. But anyway, I'm not going to talk about that. But essentially, I just want to talk a little bit about the topic at hand, which is James Harden and the Houston Rockets. So, reportedly, the Houston Rockets and James Harden, right? They are not in good terms. Well, I don't know. I've heard stuff from all over, so I guess you really can't be sure unless you hear it from the horse's mouth. But if I remember correctly, it doesn't seem like the Rockets are really inclined to trading James Harden unless they get a bunch of draft picks and a solid cornerstone for their franchise. And I'm guessing by cornerstone, they're going to want someone like Wiseman from Golden State, Ben Simmons, you know, from 76ers, assets like that, you know, maybe from Denver, you know, they take, I forgot his name, Michael, they're really high on him. He seems pretty good, honestly, just been dealing with a lot of injuries. But yeah, so that's what they're asking to get this trade done. So I don't know if this is going to happen, you know, or if it's going to happen anytime soon. You know, but it does seem like the Rockets are open to trading him, but they're not open to trading him simply just because he wants to go, you know. I think they're okay with forcing him to play out his 3 years of his contract if they don't get anything worth back for him. And with that said, you know, James Harden kind of has to do his part on his end to show other teams in the league that he still has value, that any team that sends out those assets for him, you know, they're going to get their money's worth. They're going to get something in return. And, yeah. Is that enough for him? You know, I'm sure even a Ben Simmons for James Harden swap would be acceptable at this point. I don't see the Rockets having much of a choice if he just doesn't want to be there, because he wouldn't be doing these kind of things that he's doing, you know. So the reports are that he missed training camp because he went to a strip club, and not necessarily is he missing it to go to a strip club, but he violated NBA rules coinciding with COVID-19, right? So since he violated those rules, he was unable to practice, from what I understand. So, you know, and I'm pretty sure James Harden knew going into the strip club that the act of doing what he was doing was a violation of the policies set by his employer, which is the NBA. Or the Rockets, however you want to see it. So he broke protocol. And who knows, maybe this is just a bad, you know, a player taking advantage of his offseason as much as he could and just didn't realize it, or just didn't care that he was going to be breaking the rules and wouldn't be able to practice. Or there could be malicious intent. So I don't know. Do you guys think there is malicious intent in this case? Let me know in the comments. But who knows? I mean, you know, it kind of seems like from the outside, this is James saying, hey, if you're not going to trade me and, you know, help me get out of this situation, then I'm not going to be very willing to cooperate and be a full-fledged member of this team. You know, and I'm going to do things like skip practice, Allen Iverson style. And I'm going to go do strip clubs and do all these things that you would expect rappers to do. But, you know, I'm an NBA player. And, you know, if you don't oblige by the trade, I'm going to continue doing this. So maybe that's where Harden is going with that. And, you know, I think that's what all the major media outlets are assuming, that he's doing this as a public stunt to, you know, get his stuff in, to get his way, I guess I should say. Wow, almost there. Well, yeah, that's all I had to say. I don't really think I should drag this podcast out more than it should. Thank you guys for listening, and I love you. Bye.